This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Afferen Sengun.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Luke Morrow in the building as Clint is out today. Welcome in. No prizes for you to win today. Just wanted to get that across to many of you. But doesn't mean you have to not listen. We're having a good time. No prizes today. But Tuesday, coming up Tuesday, you'll have a chance to win some rodeo tickets. I'm going to the rodeo tonight, fellas.
Going to Bun B's birthday bash.
Going to Bun B's confusing birthday bash tonight.
What makes it confusing?
It's just got a real mix, man. Like,
yeah. I figured that's what it was.
Like, he's Cody Johnson away from really just having an odd deck of cards in there. I totally agree. I heard on In the Loop of Brandon Scott and Figgy and John and Reggie talking about this. The placement of gospel artist Yolanda Adams in this, where does she go? Because all I hear is, all right, Ludacris is there, and that, you know, that one album started with "The Royal Penis is Clean, Your Highness. Thank you, King." And then do we follow that up with... with Yolanda,
like you
Adams.
Said, it's a mix.
And then we have Keith Sweat's Nasty Ass. Do we then follow that up with Yolanda Adams? Like, where does it? Like, not, like, are we starting with worship? Or are we like walking out with worship? Or what? Just where do you go then? I mean, are we going, you know, Bun B trill real hard into Yolanda Adams? That's going to be
crazy.
An interesting thing. I'm here for it, though. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
You'll have a good time for sure.
I damn well will. Somebody who had himself a good time and got away from him was Charles Barkley. And I want to play this, and I want to set this up because I want to tackle this from a couple angles. Charles Barkley, TNT, we understand they've got the best studio show maybe in sports history, them and College Game Day football are right up there. And he wanted to address something that Kendrick Perkins had said earlier in the day. Kendrick Perkins said they were asking him about the ceiling of the Lakers, and he said the ceiling of the Lakers is limitless. And not only that, he believes they have saved the NBA right now. They're saving the NBA. So I guess Charles Barkley really took a bit of an issue with that comment. And he has said some stuff about Kendrick before. There have been I don't get the sense like they've got a terrific relationship. But Kendrick Perkins said that, and this was Charles's response later on in the night on TNT's Inside the NBA.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers saved the NBA.
Saved the NBA?
Yeah, yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
God, what a lie.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that one.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time.
All right. That was Charles. Kendrick Perkins.
Wow, dude.
Beaumont, Texas own. His response. As he came off the top rope, and that's a pretty high climb for Kendrick. Hey, NBA on TNT. Might want to tell that senior citizen, Charles Barkley, that I'll be around. When he sees an idiot or a fool in person, make sure you keep that same energy. He can come playing with me if he wants to. I'm going to address his ass like the numbers on a house. Straight from the 409, homeboy, and we bar none and fade all. Hashtag Texas boy. So Kendrick Perkins is in a special place following that from Charles Barkley.
Sounds like he's ready.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Couple of things. And I'm sure people on the text line and people on YouTube and Twitch are going to probably follow what I think and what I have been hearing from some.
Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
To me, I don't know about y'all. Charles Barkley is clearly in the wrong, I think, in a whole bunch of ways. And we could discuss from the basketball perspective and then just the respect perspective. Right? Like, clearly Kendrick and Charles don't have the relationship. Because we've heard Charles call Shaq a fool.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard him call Kenny an idiot. Ernie an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Stephen A. We've heard him call. It is clear him and Kendrick don't have the relationship in which you lead off and just start calling somebody an idiot and a fool. And I can understand how Kendrick Perkins could get to that place. But what has really blown me away is Kendrick Perkins' response, as I just read, the amount of people who think that Kendrick Perkins is full of it are weak or wouldn't, as I've seen, hurt a grape. That one I am just confused by. We've seen Kendrick Perkins has been in... And I'm not saying Kendrick Perkins is going to go there and beat up Charles Barkley's 62-year-old ass. I do believe last night, though, if he had run into Charles Barkley, there may have been some furniture moving. Because I think Charles would have continued to incite that. But for the thought of, we've seen this cat in the public eye since 2003. There is nothing that Kendrick Perkins has done that would lead me to believe, oh, man, he ain't going to do nothing. I'm not saying he would,
mm-hmm.
but there is nothing about his presence. He was an NBA goon. Like he was Kevin Garnett's goon.
He's got tape out there.
He was like, I'm not saying he's just some crazy badass or anything, but there is nothing about Kendrick Perkins that when you look at Kendrick Perkins and what he has shown us for over 20 years, that would make you say he wouldn't do nothing.
He's earned the benefit of the doubt.
Like, right. Like he may not, but I mean, I'm not, like, I think Kendrick Perkins would absolutely throw a right punch at Charles Barkley.
Can't wait till they start working together, though.
Well, yeah, that will be fun. Someone texted
Workplace violence.
Someone texted Barkley was not wrong about his point. We'll get to that. Someone texted, I got money on Chuck. Sure, that's fine. But, like.
I'll make that bet with you, friend.
But, like.
What?
But, like, that was completely. There's no reason for you to. Like, if you don't like his take. Like, nobody called you an idiot or a fool when you said you didn't think LeBron James and Luka Doncic would work.
Idiot.
Right? Like, you're the one who said, that won't work. I got money on Dallas.
There's a way to disagree with the take and not be, like, attacking that dude on a personal level.
Again, you are the one who has made the most ignorant statement. of the like he said Luke and LeBron would not work. That's ridiculous. Now, I want to give you the other point because I see people rolling in. What about Perkins' initial point? Do you think that the Lakers have saved the NBA? This whole Luka to LeBron and the way they've played.
Saved might be too strong of a term, but I'm also kind of nitpicking here, I guess. But I think, yeah, adding even Jimmy Butler to the Warriors and the way that they've played better since the deadline.
He brought up the Warriors, too. He brought up those.
I think those two. I think that is a huge help to the NBA. I think the NBA offices in New York are very pleased that the Lakers and the Warriors are more relevant and playing better now. Saved maybe too strong of a term, but absolutely the NBA is better when those franchises are playing well, are relevant, are competitive, will be competing for a title. So I'm kind of fence riding here. I think Perk has a point. I think save might be too strong.
When was it we worked together last? How long ago was that?
So 2 weeks?
Was it two or three
yeah,
weeks
right
ago?
Yeah, right at 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was circulating the NBA around that time? You remember how bad the conversation was? That was right out of the Four Nations.
Oh, yes.
When PK's ass, again, once I said what I said 2 weeks ago, we ain't seen PK's ass, have we? Anybody still enjoying that hockey? The NBA was the narrative and the conversation surrounding the sport was awful. Mm-hmm. The big change has been the Lakers and their run with Luka and LeBron and the Warriors. Those have been the two biggest things. I'm sorry. I love basketball. I watch it. I respect it. I respect, and I think Oklahoma City and Cleveland are something else.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Charles, you're crazy out of your damn mind if you think that Oklahoma City and Cleveland drive people to get to the sport.
Hold on,
they've been great all year. Nobody gave a damn about the damn sport until this stuff started to happen. Until these two teams started to go.
Well, Luke obviously cared. Look what he's wearing.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
Old officials.
I reffed a few Cleveland games this year. It's quite a team.
But you're silly. You're wrong because you are mad because you were wrong. and you thought the damn Mavericks would be in a better place. After the trade, he said the Mavericks would be the second best team in the West, and he didn't think LeBron and Luka would work. That's where it stems from. But listen, I could go with yours and say maybe it's a little strong. I think there is a fair argument to Kendrick Perkins' thought of, like, we are no longer talking about PK and how bad the NBA was and how these guys don't care. Did you watch that game last night? Hell, I needed a cigarette after that game was over. I felt like it was the playoffs. Oh, Lord, here's the text line. Oh, Lord, here comes show throwing down the race card again. The race card?
What?
What do you listen to? Are you doing crack? What? I'm serious. Are you huffing?
Crack
what?
On a Friday?
What? Where did the race card what? Come in?
The two subjects of this discussion are black men. What are we talking about?
I just simply said, three weeks ago, the NBA was as negative as it has been for weeks. And now the NBA, since the Luka trade to the Lakers and the way they played, it has changed.
Even the guys you brought up that found new teams, it's a white dude and a black dude.
I think
it's in the same conversation of bettering the league with Luka and Jimmy Butler.
I think there's some of our listeners who are in prayer that I'm racist.
You know what, friend? If you thought the race card was somewhere in there, maybe you need to work on getting race out of your mind a little
bit. What are you hearing? I'm going to Disney World tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Get you a churro and enjoy it, bro.
All right, let's talk about it. Hey, y'all lucky I don't read half these texts that come in.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.